Hello, my name is Ryan, and welcome to the official Epic Awesome Gaming Podcast, where all of your gaming needs are met. I am joined by my super awesome co-host, Cameron.
Hello.
Listen to that beautiful man. All right. So, we decided today that our first topic was going to be Battlefield 2042. Everyone's
Ugh.
favorite video game right now. I say it, we.
Definitely most popular game being played at the moment.
We talk a lot of bad about it because it is pretty bad right now, actually. But it is by far the game we've been playing the most.
When you put as many hours as we have into that game, I think we can talk as bad as we want.
That's a good point. We've gotten to let me check. I'm at 95 hours right now.
Yeah, I'm at like 80 something, so.
Yeah, we've earned our right to talk trash about it. But I suppose we have a list of talking points here, and I figured that the first one we can begin is the optimization right now. It's
Or lack of.
It's running beautifully right now, I must say. For to put into context, my computer, I run VR. I can play pretty much any game right now, smoothly. But this game, I have to have it on the lowest settings possible, and it still barely runs at all.
Which is strange because I can play it on max. And my graphics card is technically not as good as yours.
Yeah, so I'm not entirely sure what's happening there. And then when during my winter break, I took a vacation to visit some friends, and when I was there, I tried to play Battlefield on their computer, and it actually ran worse than my computer here. So I don't know if it's just me having bad luck, but I've heard many tales about people talking about how terribly this game is running right now. It's like, for me, even on the lowest settings right now, still, when I start getting into firefights with people, I still drop frames sometimes. It's
I don't
incredibly.
know if it's in like an NVIDIA thing, like a NVIDIA graphics card thing or what, because when I played on my laptop, which is NVIDIA, I noticed everything you guys were complaining about versus on my computer, which is Radeon. I don't really have any issues.
Interesting. All right. Well,
But that would still be on Battlefield in the optimization.
oh, 100%. Because again, pretty much any game I run, I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2 a lot, and that game is huge from the scale to how good it looks, and it runs perfectly on this computer.
And
So.
that to me is a prettier game than Battlefield, so.
Oh, by far. The only difference is that Battlefield is, there's a lot more going on, I feel like, with the considering they wanted to go 128 players this time for whatever reason. Which I don't understand. I honestly feel like that's where most of its issues are coming from. Because it's like before the games used to be half that size. And now all of a sudden they decided, hey, let's double it for.
Think that is the number one issue, but for me at least, the number two issue is four whole maps.
Yeah, there's. For anyone who may be listening who hasn't played Battlefield, in contrast, say for example, Battlefield 1, which for me is my favorite Battlefield, there's at least over 10 different maps. And which, to be fair, that's due to all of the DLCs that have come out. But even prior to when the game first came out, there were at least five or six, maybe more. But then this one has four of them. And.
And no new maps until at least April.
Because. They better fix all their stuff first before they add in new things, I would hope. But It's just very insane. It feels like they bit off way more than they could chew with this game. I think that's the biggest issue.
Feel like they rushed it too. Like if they would have been like, we're not gonna be able to get it to come out Christmas time, but it's gonna come out in, summertime 2020, but it's gonna be a 10 times better game. People would have been fine with it.
I think part of the issue with that too, maybe if I had to guess, is the similar thing that happened to Cyberpunk, how it just kept getting delayed and delayed and people started to get angry. I'm wondering if companies are starting to get concerned that their fans may start getting annoyed if they push
Well,
things off.
the problem with that though is if you set a date that's already too early and then you just keep pushing that back, that's your own fault.
That's true.
But to me, I wouldn't even announce a date until you're pretty sure the game's almost done.
Yeah, I agree.
Like Overwatch for is prime example. That Overwatch 2 has been coming out for like 4 years now.
And it's still, didn't it just get
It
delayed
got
again?
delayed again. So
Yep.
there you go.
It's very strange time we're going through right now with gaming companies, and they're all the big ones seem to be messing
Bad.
around. Yeah, bad. That's a good way to put it. But we do have some specific points about the optimization, because I know recently our friend Ben has been having some really weird glitch where, like, I showed the screenshot, or maybe when I was over at his house, I was like looking on his screen and his guns and his character were just like shining. Like, it was almost like you were looking into the sun.
Some type of radiation of the character that
It
doesn't
was,
exist in the game.
yeah, it was very strange. Yeah, it's just so many different issues. And then like you said, the game doesn't look that good. At least in my
Josh,
opinion. Yes.
Ryan, you there?
Yes. Hello?
Hello, that was fun.
I think I pressed my mute button. I think that's what it
Okay.
was.
All right, well.
But yes, no, like you said, I feel like the game doesn't even look that good, at least in comparison to other things that we have out right now.
And
Especially.
I honestly think they could fix half their issues if they were like, "Hey, we screwed up. It's only going to be 32 versus 32."
That's what I've been saying. It's like there's no point in doing 64v64 other than saying, haha, look what we can do, but then it barely.
And the thing is the maps are big enough, except for maybe Orbital, that they could still keep the maps the same size.
And that's.
Orbital may be a little bit too big for 32 versus 32, but the rest of them, I don't know. And it's not like they don't have smaller, they do have map sizes for the same maps for 32 versus 32, because when you go versus AI, it does that. So,
But
not like they can't fix it.
that's another thing that you kind of brought up that I wanted to talk about as well, is that I feel like personally, from a person who's played multiple Battlefields before, I can't really say that there's a map in this game that I enjoy. They're all, for me, they're all very much like, oh great, this map.
I
Oh
think
cool.
that ties into only being four maps because when it first started, I loved Orbital, and then now I just am like, ugh, all to all of them.
That's true, because you keep playing it over and over. Especially there's, I think it's Discarded. Yes, Discarded. We were playing the other night, and we legitimately got that same map 3 times in a row.
And the games take about 30 to 40 minutes per map, so
So it was like, at least an hour and a half of the same map over and over. Which is just, for a Battlefield game, that's bad. And not to mention, the maps themselves already kind of feel janky too, 'cause I know this hasn't happened necessarily recently, but I know when we first started playing, we had instances of, like, I think it may have been Ben, where he fell through the map, and then he
Oh
was
no,
just
I
like,
fell through the map too, man.
yes, I remember that actually. We were doing like weird 1v1 like duels, and he just fell underneath the map, and he was like swimming underneath it.
I've fallen underneath the map in a game. Someone was trying to res me and I just fell through the ground.
And then there was the one time where I was playing. I can't remember. Either I got rezzed, or maybe I spawned on someone, but I spawned like inside of the wall of a building.
Oh, that's when Ben was in that weird spot and we spawned on him.
No, I think that. Oh, maybe.
There's another one.
Well, 'cause there was that one. Are you talking about the one on Discarded where you can like go in
Yeah,
between?
yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a different instance. 'Cause there was some sort of like big skyscraper. It wasn't desert, I don't think.
Oh.
But there was some big skyscraper, and I was like inside of the wall of it, and I had to reset my character to get out.
Sounds about right.
And again, like, Battlefield games have always been known for being big, but things like that have never happened to me before out of the like hundreds of hours of playing Battlefield games. And not
I
to
think
mention,
the whole game just kind of feels like they rushed it.
very much so. And then it doesn't help too that with this, like, we already have like four maps, and then on. Actually, I was gonna say at least three of the four, but maybe all of them, it's just always Tornado.
Tornado, the one, I forget the name. Four of maps, but I forget the name. Is sometimes that Desert Storm instead of the tornado.
That's true. But, like, one of the big selling points of the game were these big, like, disasters and stuff that could come in and mess up the Battlefield and kind of change how you play and everything. And in almost every single map, it's just the same tornado
And
over
they
and
took
over.
away my favorite part about Battlefield 4 was being able to just annihilate the big giant buildings. You can't even do that anymore.
Right. There's the that's another thing Battlefield was known for, and it was like the levolution, like being able to completely destroy buildings and barricades and stuff, and for the most part, it feels like it's gone.
The only things you can destroy are the one-story buildings.
And there's the one thing that happens, it's the on orbital where the spaceship has a chance of blowing up, but I don't even know if that's a
Yeah.
thing that like you can do or if it just is a random chance of it happening.
I think it's just I know the tornado can hit it, which would be a random chance. And I don't know if it matters if you're what team you're on and losing or winning or not, but
Yeah, it's
and that doesn't even happen that often, so
right. Because again, like the whole space station or space shuttle falling over, I didn't even know it happened until one of our friends we play with mentioned it. And then for the first time ever, at least to me noticing it, it happened like the other night. So it's very not good. It's the best I can say.
very not good.
Yes.
That's being nice.
I'm trying my best to be nice to it because, again, like, we have 90 plus hours in it. We have fun to at least some degree,
I
but
think it's more artificial fun because there's nothing else to do.
it's true because I did spend like $90 on it or something. I need to work it somehow.
Make it worth
Please.
it.
Somehow. But then that we have. I know there is this one clip that was kind of circulating around that kind of goes into how buggy the game is. The one, there was a clip where the match was ending, and it was like completely clear victory for the one person recording. Like it was by a couple hundred points, I think. And it like showed up victory for a split second, then it flashed to defeat, and then it like flashed back to victory.
Great. That's awesome.
And again, it like these are things that I've only ever seen happen in this game. It's so strange.
Yeah, I don't think I've really seen any team-based game that happened in
Exactly. But
where it swaps the end results for a second.
right, I've genuinely never seen that before until this game. And then we have one thing that I completely forgot about, but I just thought of the hovercraft thing where it can glide up buildings. Like, I'm con.
Buildings, you mean giant mountains?
Yes, like, there's one map in the game where it has a giant mountain on it, and the hovercraft can just drive like 90 degrees up the building or up the mountain. And it's like, I thought it was a bug, at least at first, but then apparently there were clips of that in like official gameplay trailers and stuff.
Makes no sense.
It doesn't. Like, I almost feel like maybe they're purposely making it worse than previous games, because I do remember a whole selling point in like the advertisements and stuff was like only happens in Battlefield. Like all of the weird occurrences you
I
get,
don't
I
know if I would
suppose.
use that as a selling point.
I mean, I wouldn't, but
Here are our bugs and bad programming. Only
yeah.
in Battlefield.
Exactly. Like the obnoxious advertisements you get on Twitch constantly. It's. I feel like they're taking an approach. Well, I mean, you can tell it's significantly less, like, I suppose, serious than
Yeah,
in other games.
they're trying to be like quirky and funny about it.
You can see that just by, like, the end of game screens when the people are coming up and they're like, that was too easy. It's stuff.
Or
It's
when
like.
it shows your squad and like your achievements for the match, and it's like one turret kill.
Yeah, exactly. It's so bizarre because, like, it's such a huge contrast from this game and, like, Battlefield 1, where I feel like Battlefield 1 was trying to be, like, a serious narrative on war and everything. Like, it was actually honestly kind of depressing, like, doing the story missions and everything, and all the different voice lines that the characters have. And then this one, it feels like a cartoon almost. It's.
Another thing I want to talk about, it kind of goes back to the only four maps, is having to watch the cut scenes in and out of the maps every time too.
Oh, like when you're first loading in and it's the like cutscenes on the helicopters and stuff.
And you don't get to skip. You have to watch.
Right, and then you get the chance of it force spawning you in, even though you don't want to, just so they can get the cool cinematic of
Yeah,
people running
and
out.
then you can waste your first 10 minutes of the game running to a point A.
Which that reminds me, because I do remember one occurrence of me getting force spawned like that, where the big transport helicopters you fly into were like invisible for me. And so all of the people on our team that were spawning in were just like standing in midair.
Makes sense.
It's, yeah, it's something, all right.
Not buggy, I promise. It's part of the game.
It's all what the developers had in mind. But again, like what you said, I've been saying it the whole time we've been playing, but I feel like so many of these issues can be tracked back to the amount of people that they're
Oh yeah.
trying to put in.
I feel like it would the servers wouldn't be as buggy, you know, the games would run smoother if they just cut back. They don't have to even cut back the whole, maybe if they even just did 50 versus 50. Just take some, like, just make it smaller.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, I feel like the maps aren't any bigger, necessarily, other than the one Antarctica map, because that one they've confirmed is like the largest Battlefield map in the history of the franchise. But I genuinely feel like all the other ones aren't much bigger than past Battlefield maps.
No, they're like as big, I would say.
Mm-hmm. But I've noticed too that there's significantly less in the maps because of how big they tried to go.
Yeah, a bunch of empty space to run or drive through just to die. I mean, what? I don't die.
It's most noticeable in, like, Hourglass, the desert one, where there's so many different patches in the map where it's just giant open, like, sand dune. And you just have to run across it. It's not very much fun.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Because I remember there was one night specifically that I got quite angry at the game because we had been playing it all day. It was just getting tired of it. And on top of, like, just how pointlessly big they've made it. Because 32v32 wasn't bad. I don't think anyone was complaining about it being small.
If I'm going to be honest with you, I can't tell the difference between 32 versus 32 and the 64 versus 64.
I honestly can't either. Like, I feel like genuinely sometimes there is not that many people. Like, most of the time, I would say, there is not that many people.
Especially because if you think about it, there's 64 people on the other team and somehow the same, like, five people kill me.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that especially yesterday when, like, at least two different maps we were playing on, it, like, I genuinely kept seeing the same maybe 10 names over and over and over.
You know, I also think with the amount of people returning it and the player base just, like, being nothing, that they may just be throwing, like, random generic gamer tags in there with bots.
I wouldn't be too surprised, honestly. Because I do know yesterday, I don't know if everyone else was on, but Casey and I were playing, and there was an instance where she killed two bots, for sure, and because it was the over-the-top, all-capital, like, Sergeant First Class, whatever. It's, like, obviously bot names. And then she even started saying about halfway through, she was like, are we playing against bots? Because I'm doing so much better than I usually am. And, like, that was the only two people that she killed that were for sure bots. But I honestly wouldn't be surprised if they were doing, like, what Fortnite is doing and just adds in bots with weird names.
Yeah, it's just like, all right, well, we have 30 seconds till the game starts, so just after, you know, 20 seconds, just make bots.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, again, what you said, I never even noticed it beforehand, but I was like, there's no way in most of those games that there's 64 people. Like, it does not feel like that.
No, there's no way. Like I said, there's, especially now with the amount of people not playing, I would almost bet there's some type of, even if it's like 10 bots per match or something, there's bots in the maps with us.
100%. Because didn't you just say when today, before we started the episode, like, they're starting to issue refunds now?
Yeah, the game is so bad that they're allowing refunds how many months later the game's been out for how long, and they're just, you can still refund it even though we put in what, 90 hours.
And to put that in perspective, like, you, I don't know how other gaming, like, platforms do it, but I know Steam does it in a way where you cannot have any more than 2 hours in order to refund it, and it has to be like 2 weeks after buying it.
Yeah, such a short window where it's months later and they're like, you can have your money back. We screwed up.
I just went and looked. It is November 19th when it came out, so about 3 months since. Which honestly feels like it's been longer than that.
Yeah. For
And
real.
for anyone curious, the reviews on Steam are all mostly negative right now. And the exact ratio is 33% of reviews are positive.
So I just looked it up, and when the game came out, they peaked at 104,000 players. In December, they peaked at 56,000. In January, they peaked at 30,000, but the average is about 8,000 per day playing.
And that is not because I do know that most people in the community like started playing this game and now they're actually moving back to Battlefield 5 and Battlefield 1. And there's even instances of like for me, I didn't care for Battlefield 5 very much, and there's quite a few people who agree with that. And people are actually saying that after playing 2042, they've gone back to 5 and talked about how it actually feels much better now because of it. And so they're actually playing that more than they did before.
Oh man, that's funny.
It's very sad because, like,
You thought we couldn't make a bad game?
prove you wrong. And
Yeah.
it's so weird too because I've said this to you guys before, but Battlefield 5 was supposed to have so many, like, so much more content, so many new DLCs and stuff, because they were supposed to get like all of the different sides of World War II, but they only ever did the British and Germans and then the Japanese and Americans because they stopped right after like the first DLC or first major update and said that they were going to turn all of their resources to the next game, which is this one.
Look how great it turned out.
Right, and it's very concerning that if this is all of their resources, then what in the world has happened to DICE and at least their Battlefield
You know,
section?
if I'm gonna be honest, I think EA just cares about Apex. That's all they care about. Apex. That's what makes them
Honestly,
all their money.
probably, because that game is huge still.
And they actually, Apex, I don't play it, and I'm not like super fond of it, but it does come out with new content all the time.
I have heard of that, yeah. But it's interesting to see. I'm curious where they're gonna go with this game if it stays on this
I
track.
mean, to be honest, we should have expected this, because we know what happened with even Star Wars Battlefront 2.
That was bad. Yeah.
So I mean, we should have expected this.
Hopefully people are gonna start realizing that, because again, this is like gotta be one of the worst sort like streaks of big companies coming out with bad games so
Yeah.
far.
Game development has just went down, period.
It just feels like it's been like one after the other recently.
They just come out with bad games just because they know the diehards will buy it.
And it makes me feel, a bit stupid because I definitely didn't pre-order this game worth, again, $90 because I wanted to get the year one pass, which would get me the new DLCs, which I don't even know if that's going to happen or what
Year
in the world.
one involves nothing. Congratulations.
Exactly. Like,
I wouldn't be surprised.
there's no way. What are they going to be able to release in the state
One
it's in right now?
whole new map.
And no new guns. And
Nothing.
Which also another good comparison, a Battlefield, like just for example, one to this one, because Battlefield 1 is what I was playing recently, just a few days ago. The gun count in 2042 is insanely low in
I believe
comparison
it.
to previous games. For example, like in Battlefield 1, there's, I mean, from what I can recall, at least like 15, 16 different pistols alone, like different sidearms. And then in 2042, there are three, which is just like almost pitiful for Battlefield, actually.
Just slightly.
There, the one, like, that I can recall, the one good thing that they have changed in, like, between games is the weapon customization as you're on the ground. Like, you don't have to do it in the spawn menu anymore, which I enjoy that.
I can say my one, the one saving grace for Battlefield 2042 is Boris.
That's true. A lot of people wanted the specialists, like the special characters, removed and just made it like the regular normal
Absolutely
classes.
not. If they get rid of Boris, they get rid of me as a customer.
I know, I actually, that's the one thing, at first I didn't like that system really, but I've actually started to enjoy it quite a lot as we played more.
Boris is a Chad, and that's all I have to say.
Absolutely. I do like mine though, you know, the lady that can use night vision goggles to see through walls. Like, that isn't overpowered or anything, but you know.
I mean, Boris kind of does that with his turret, just only one person at a time.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird, like, seeing through walls mechanics in this game, which I'm kind of starting to notice. Because there's that, there's the lady that I play as. Again, she can see through walls with her night vision, but also just when people shoot you, then you can see where they are after them hitting you. It's weird, but I mean, I don't complain because it has gotten me many times, like many different kills, because the people do not realize I'm there and I already know where they are. Which definitely isn't broken or anything, but it's fine.
Not at all.
But yeah, I don't know. It's very disappointing for me as a person who's gone from the very first gaming franchise that I ever truly enjoyed was Call of Duty, and like that was back in the big, like, oh, Call of Duty versus Battlefield. Oh, Call of Duty's so much better. No, Battlefield's better. Like, that was back when they were majorly almost like competing, at least at a fan level. And then I moved from Call of Duty to Battlefield because I didn't like where Call of Duty was going with the future, like jump packs and double jumps and wall runs and stuff. And I absolutely fell in love with Battlefield because of 4 and 1. And then I got 5 because I was hoping it would be like 1, and I didn't care for it very much. But I will say it has grown on me much more recently. And then 2042 came out, and it's just like, what in the world is this?
Supposed to be a game, but I think it's just a beta.
That's what I'm guessing at. There have been jokes around the internet talking about 2042 actually being the year that the game will finally be complete.
Yeah, EA got us that we just paid for a really long. Actually, I guess that would be an alpha then, huh?
At least an alpha. This is just like a really poor test build. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised, but it
All right,
didn't.
whatever. We got a couple more years to look for the game then.
I mean, the major red flag for me was when that, like, beta and the There was like one thing where the people who paid, like pre-order, could pay or could play early. And it was kind of, that was kind of the point where the red flag hit, because I was like, there is no way they have enough time to fix all of this before, and they clearly did not.
No. No, they didn't. They were like, hey, you can pay extra to beta test and us not fix anything.
Pretty much just beta test for show, make it look like we're doing something, but not really.
Yep.
But it's weird, because one more thing that I actually forgot to add, because this started happening really recently, was I've been getting this weird graphical glitch where I'll load in and everything is like really dark. Like it looks like it's like the middle of the night, and I'll just have to run around for at least 10 seconds in game, and then it'll just pop back to normal.
Weird.
And like, I'm the only person in our group that I know of that has had that issue.
It's safe to say that I'm sure there's a lot of people with that issue, though.
I'm sure there's, I highly doubt that it's just me or some issue that I have.
Yeah.
But
Not
I
with as
mean,
many bugs that's been in this game.
right, but I mean, for our last thing that we can talk about really quickly, because I didn't even think about it until just now, is Zach. Like, he bought the game and he genuinely never play, like couldn't play.
And his computer should 1000% be able to run it.
Yeah, his like, and I just remember, I think the one night I wasn't there, but Casey was there, and it was the night that he uninstalled the game and refunded it completely, was like he went through all of these different like options manually to go through and make it work, which first of all, like he said this himself, if you as a customer have to go through so many troubleshoots just to play the game, then what are you doing as a developer?
Yeah,
But
I agree.
like he went through all of this, he finally got it loading, and then it like crashed him to desktop basically, and he just uninstalled it.
Yeah, I was there. He wasn't happy and very loud.
I figure. And then there was the one night where I was there, and maybe it was just Noah and I'm not sure. Someone else was there. And he straight up, like, I think it, like, blue screened his computer or something, or it just completely shut off his computer, and he just stayed off for the night and just went to bed.
I don't blame him. I'd have been mad at that point.
I would have been so mad. I'm just glad that I'm able to play the game, at least. Kind
Maybe
of.
Zach got lucky.
He may have, honestly. Sometimes it doesn't feel worth playing the game, but you know.
Could be worse though. We could be playing Overwatch.
That's a good point. Don't even remind me. That and all of their new content.
We could make a whole nother episode on that.
Just for
Probably
Overwatch.
just like 10 more episodes on that.
As just it'll be like 15 plus episodes, and like 10 of them will be like, where is the new content? Please.
Yeah.
Something.
SOS, please send help.
Jeff, come back, please. But yes, I think that is about it for our first episode, our rant on the game that is Battlefield 2042 and the state that it's in right now. Very, again, as a big fan of Battlefield, very disappointing, but suppose hopefully game developers are gonna start learning their lesson and people are gonna start voicing their opinions.
I'm gonna expect not, and then just be happy if it happens.
Yeah, that's the best way to go about things like this. Just assume it's not going to change, so then if it doesn't, then you're not surprised. But if it does, then you are happy.
Yep.
Well, all right. Thank you, everyone, for watching our first installment of our beautiful, amazing gaming podcast.
I hope you enjoyed.
Indeed, all of our rants. And we will be seeing you next week for our next episode. Goodbye, everyone.